from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So yesterday we talked about Tom Brady's comments and also Bill Belichick's comments, but it was Tom Brady who said, you know, the teams in the NFC might actually be the biggest issue for Kansas City. And we kind of admittedly, we dismissed it because...
Yeah, because it didn't seem right.
The NFC is not a problem until the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're going to play the 49ers and some NFC teams in the regular season, but ultimately, you're only dealing with one NFC team in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have beaten the 49ers. They've beaten the Eagles in the Super Bowl. The one time they lost an NFC team, of course, was Tom Brady and the Bucks a couple years ago in what turned out to be just a disastrous performance, a very rare outlier performance from the Chiefs. But if the NFC is not the toughest test for Kansas City, then who is it?
Is it just Bills, Bengals, and Ravens again, or are we going to entertain a new...
Well,
it can't just be the same three teams every year. There must be a new contender in the ring, right? It can't just be that for the last 3 years it's been Bills, Bengals, and Ravens, and for year four in a row it's just those three teams again. Don't you think somebody has to leave this party and somebody has to enter it? And the obvious answer I know everyone's going to say is, hello, Houston, Texas.
Right.
Welcome to the party. People tried to make Jacksonville a thing for a while. They've moved, or maybe, you know, hell, they've tried to make the Chargers a thing for years. They've tried to enter other people into this conversation. And some part of me thinks, like, maybe we're just overthinking it. Maybe we don't need to try to, like, bring a new person into the party. The teams they face in the postseason are the Bills, the Bengals, or the Ravens. They don't worry about, face Miami in a first-round game, kick their ass, and move on with their life. But they've never been a team that has stood in their way regularly.
Yeah, the only other team, as you said, that you will find out throughout the season if they're going to be in that category, they're going to play them in the regular season too, is the Texans. That's the team that everybody thinks has a shot to go to the AFC title game in year two under C.J. Stroud after the rookie season that he had. And so I think if the season advances to December and the Texans have one of the top 3-4 records in football, and they beat the Chiefs in the regular season, well, then I think you have to...
They're going to be in that conversation.
Then they're going to be in that conversation. I don't think they're there yet as, like, the biggest threat. I don't put them as a bigger threat yet than Cincinnati. We know when Joe Burrow's healthy, we know what the Bengals have been. They have been their biggest rival. They've been kind of, I don't want to say a thorn in their side, but they certainly have been the closest to that of any of the teams we just mentioned. Whereas the Texans, we just haven't seen the Chiefs face off against this Texans squad yet. You know, C.J. Stroud hasn't played Mahomes yet. We're going to have to wait till December, unfortunately. The Ravens, look, are they going to be in the mix? Sure, but we've gone through the numbers time and time again. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, it's not a good thing for Lamar. It's not been a good thing for him.
No, it's been a... I mean, he called him the boogeyman, essentially.
His kryptonite, right?
His kryptonite, that's what he called him. His kryptonite at one point, openly admitting to that fact. The one thing about Houston is You are asking. I think to enter the conversation, really these things have been true about Cincinnati, Buffalo, and the Ravens all three times. They have consistently been top 10 in both. The Bengals, Ravens, and they've always been a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. All three of those teams consistently over the last 3 years. That's why they have maintained being a challenger for the Chiefs. Last year, the Houston Texans ranked 11th in points per game on defense and 13th in points per game on offense. They can't just be what they were last year and enter this conversation. They have to take that year to leap. They have to move forward into challenging the Chiefs, or it's just not going to matter. It's not going to count. They're going to be back in the same position they were in before, which is kind of stuck in no man's land, which is, yeah, you can go to the postseason and you can beat a different team if you want. But when it comes time to face the Chiefs in an AFC title game or a divisional round game, we're not going to take you all that serious. I know it's hard with Buffalo because that's the team I want to kick out. If you made me kick one out, it wants to be Buffalo. It's hard because, yes, the Chiefs have kicked their ass in the postseason. The Bills have never gotten past them. But the Bills go down swinging every time for the most part.
Yeah, they're not blowouts.
No, they go down swinging. Their problem is that Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen by, I don't know, whatever it is, 8%. And that 8% is the difference in every single game they play. And he can't help the intrusive thoughts that force him into bad decision-making sometimes.
I think people have still kind of written off the Bills too quickly, though. I mean, I told you, anytime you have Josh Allen, you're always in the mix. The window doesn't close when you have a top-three quarterback in the NFL. It just doesn't. Now, what are the odds say on it, by the way, of the teams we're talking about, just to win the AFC? So Buffalo to win the AFC is 8-1. The Ravens, who you were talking about, to win the AFC, 5-1. We mentioned Cincinnati, plus 675. The Chiefs to win the AFC, 3-1. So those are where the odds are at. The Texans are at 8-1. So the Texans have almost the same odds to win the AFC as the Buffalo Bills. So the odds makers are already putting the Texans in that same world of the Buffalo Bills from a betting perspective to win the AFC. I just think we need to see C.J. Stroud go and do it when there's real expectations. We all know he's incredible, but what happens when people are watching and expect? They were on no primetime games. They were on no standalone
just
slots.
Just playing noon against the Panthers and stuff.
Is this question more for like long term, or is this just for this season?
This year.
Because I think the Jets for this season, I'd be curious to see what those odds are behind the Texans. Only, obviously, if they're healthy, I think they might be the team that sneaks into that conversation.
They are, funny enough, I mean, because they put these sheets in front of us, to win the conference plus 1150. So about double the odds of Cincinnati.
And well behind the Texans and Bills, too, then.
And well behind the Texans
and Bills. Is there anybody in between them, like ahead of the Jets, or is it just the Jets are next behind Houston and Buffalo?
To win the entire conference? No, that's probably it. Those are probably the teams, and then everyone else, I would guess, is like the Chargers are more than double that. Yeah, they're the next closest team, absent that group of teams that we just entertained, yes.
I don't know if you can take them. I don't know how seriously you can take them, though, because like they haven't been there. I know that they've got the talent, but they haven't been able to put the whole thing together, obviously, Aaron Rodgers' health being a big part of that last year. But I wonder if they're the only other team that could potentially sneak into that conversation and replace one of the three.
If you had to
be added to it,
if everyone had to guess which one of the three is, let's just say at the end of the year we were wrong. It was only two of the three that were the main fight for the Chiefs this year. Who is the one you think is most likely to exit the conversation? Cincinnati, Buffalo, or Baltimore?
Bills.
So I think everybody's going to say the Bills. I think Cincinnati is the other one more than the Ravens. And Drew won't like this, but that is simply because
there's
no Tyler Boyd anymore. I think there's still offensive line questions.
Tegan's coming off a bad year.
There's no Joe Mixon anymore. Then their backup got hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
Their starter, I guess, potential starter got hurt. And Joe Burrow's health. And so I think there's an argument to be made in that particular division as well that we know Kansas City was able to go to the Super Bowl and win it without being a top two or three seed. But if you don't win that division, and that's very likely to not win it in the AFC North, okay, so you're going to have to go on the road. And the Chiefs just went through the toughest playoff path. So nobody can we know they can go through a tough playoff road. I don't know if Joe Burrow can do that. I don't know if Lamar Jackson can do that and get to a Super Bowl. You know, like the Bengals went to Arrowhead, we know, a couple years ago and won in an AFC title game. But are they able to go on, if they have to go on the road throughout the playoffs and get to a Super Bowl? I'm not so sure. Coupled with just what I mentioned with the injury history.
Also factoring in their division.
Yeah, yes. I think well
that factors for the Ravens too.
They beat the Raiders and then they went on the road after that to make it. So I think they can. I think the biggest question, it's not even the offense. I think they're actually going to be okay. Like they've got wide receivers in the tank that'll be okay. My biggest concern, I think, for the Bengals, at least, minus I don't know where the Bills stand defensively. The Ravens are going to be fine. They're always very good. The Bengals defense stunk last year. They were dead last in the league in yards allowed per play. That can't. They were not, even if Joe Burrow was healthy last year, they were not going to go to the Super Bowl last year. They were not going to beat the Chiefs in any way in the playoffs to go because the defense was that bad. I think that's the big question for them. And, I mean, Buffalo has always been good, but they had injury issues last year. I don't know where they're at now compared to last year, but I think defense has been the problem for the Bengals and then wide receiver room for the Bills. I think the Ravens will be fine.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll get to the trash of the day here on 96.5 The Fan. Cody and Gold hanging out in Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino, the world's largest sports book. We're also going to be poolside at some point tomorrow, I think, as well.
I believe so.
We're previewing things for hopefully when you guys join us as well in October when we host our big party at one of the bars here in Circa's Resort.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.